And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. Listen, I have said this before, and I say it all the time, but it really is so critical. Listen, to make sure that you hear the truth, and the truth can be redistributed on the airwaves, helping out by buying advertising time. Advertise your product or your service on Republic Broadcasting Network, or donating a few of your dollars to the cause, because the more people who get into this fight and stand up and be counted and fight back, the greater likelihood we have of being successful. And it's going to take numbers to make that happen. And the way to reach numbers is by having the funds, the cash to make that happen. So I know, listen, it really is critical. Throw a few dollars in the direction of Republic Broadcasting Network so that they can continue to have stations like KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas pick up the programming. Listen, there ain't no free lunch in life. We know that. So I'm not too interested in riding a bicycle around the rest of my life or eating gruel. So John in Tennessee is still with us?
I'll make it quick. Maggie, okay. I don't mind riding a bicycle, but I don't want anyone telling me I have to.
And I exactly.
Kind of enjoy, I don't want to be told that that's going to be my method of, you know, mode of transportation.
I agree.
Henry, I'm in Dixon County. Do you mind if I ask you what county Hollow Rock is in?
It's in Carroll County.
Okay, well, you're out. I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this is something that amazes me, Maggie, is that we've got Nashville, Tennessee. It has become the little yuppie Agenda 21 city because they've taken the worst part of town, and they're actually driving out the poverty-stricken people. They're buying their houses for next to nothing. They're putting fortunes in them to renovate them. And I'm telling you the truth, they're putting $1,200 street signs, look like cast iron lampposts, and announcing the new city within the city that's called Salem Town, which Salem folks means peace. You know,
John? What was that last thing you said? They called Salem Town. What did you say after that? I didn't hear you.
Salem means peace, and they're putting, you know, Shalom and Salem. And they're putting them in the worst part of town where you dare not go at night. These people are putting they're buying a house for 10 grand, literally, and putting 200,000 in it, remodeling it, restoring it, and driving the people that were there because they were, basically, that's the only place they could afford to live.
Right.
And we got all these Habitat homes coming up. And they're giving people brand new homes, taking their old homes that may be in a historic district for next to nothing. And, you know, and I can't even do my job because they're taking the worst part of town where I've got to go to load a truck to bring gas to cars. And they've got every weekend, they've got marathons, they've got bicycle rides, they've got walks for, you know, walks for gay rights, walks for all the rest of this nonsense. And the police close off whole portions of the town. I can't even do my job because they're accommodating people that have an agenda to usurp America, to take America, to steal America.
Exactly.
Bring us into a global government. They want us all on foot. They could care less if I can't go get a load of gas.
Yeah.
For some farmer or for somebody, you know, unless it's their cars. I mean, it's craziness. It's really, really craziness.
John, these towns, so this town is really, it's gentrification that's taking place in here. So where are the poor people who were living in these areas, where are they going to?
Well, they're going
Hang on. Hey, hold on, John, because we got to take another break. It's a three-minute break. Hang on, John, because I want to hold you over. Larry in Louisiana, I'm getting to you, I promise. Henry Lamb is my guest this morning. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Meg Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Henry Lamb. He is a freedom fighter and has been in this fight against UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, for a long, long time. He has a couple of websites, sovereignty.net, freedom21.org. He has some DVDs on there. He has some books. Believe me, Henry's a wealth of information. Please go there. Purchase a couple of these. Read them. Give them out to your friends. Pass them on. Listen, people, you need to get up to speed with this stuff so that you can recognize what it is that's happening and you can fight back. Knowledge is power. John, you want to quickly, if you could.
I'll be real quick, Maggie. You don't have to look far. Anybody that's listening, you're living in a planned community. They have city planners, and you don't have to look far. If you'll listen to what they're saying, they name the street, they give them names, words mean things. So if you got something going on, look at the name of the street that they might put something on. You know, in Nashville, hey, we got a hustler place went up here. Guess what street they put it on? Church Street.
What, you know, what was it they put up? I couldn't hear what you said, Jeff.
It's a hustler, a Larry Flint hustler store, but they put it on Church Street. You know, it's asinine. When you think about, Maggie, the Nashville, Tennessee football team is called the Titans, and they played for years in the Coliseum. You know, who were the Titans and what happened in the Coliseum? Titans are demigods. I mean, the Coliseum They killed Christians in the Colosseum.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that these cities are planned, and they're planned with an agenda. They know what they're going to do, and we allow them to do it, not because we're stupid people, but because, for the most part, people are educated ignoramuses. They know everything that the master wants them to know, and they're ignorant of the truth. And we've got to get to the point where we're not afraid of ridicule. We're not afraid of being called a kook and get the truth out. Because once people get a taste of it, they love it. There's nothing better than truth.
I know, John. Listen, I thank you for calling and listening. I appreciate it. John, send me an email, would you please? I'd like to talk to you more. We have a couple more people lined up, Henry, so let's take these other callers who've been waiting so patiently. Okay?
Let's do it.
Okay. We have Larry in Louisiana. Larry, you still with us?
Hi, yes. They're putting the bicycles on the road. It's the same like the black glass in the vehicles where you can't even see through the windshield. Think about it. It's good for the economy. It creates a hazard. The more vehicles you wreck, the more they're going to get to sell. The more the insurance company is going to get to run, the more the hospitals and doctors are going to get paid. And the more people you kill, well, that's good for the environment because, you know, it's saving the world. I really wanted to know, when is that CDL going into effect, and is it for the farmer on his private land? Will it include me and my lawnmower mowing my grass? How does that work?
The Federal Register, the rule, proposed rule, has been published in the Federal Register, and there is a 90-day comment period. It was published on May 31st, I believe, was the date that it was first published. And then sometime after that 90-day comment period, the Department of Transportation will modify or not modify, and at some point in the future will declare this to be the new rule. And there's no way of really knowing how long that will be, but a reasonable guess would be another 90 days.
And so it is good for the farmer in the field. So we're going to see full-grown bears screaming through a cornfield to check a farmer on his tractor for his logbook.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. You know, people who are familiar with the CDL and practices know just how severe the reporting and the record-keeping has to be. And can you imagine what would happen to a farmer who during harvest time, for example, had to be working more than 12 hours a day? That's absolutely against the law for a truck driver.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and is it going to include my grass riding lawnmower?
Well, if it is a farm, if it's on a farm, it certainly will. If it's a farm implement, that's what the proposed rule says. I don't know if you live on a farm, but I don't know how you could call it anything other than a farm vehicle if it's on a farm.
Okay, well, I got a farmer right next door. I'll get him ready for it.
Okay, good enough.
All right, thanks, Larry. Let's go to Scott in West Virginia. Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I was just sitting here. I'm thinking about being an entrepreneur. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to make this rack I'm going to sell to everybody so they can haul a refrigerator on their bicycle or a piano.
There you go. There you go. You may make a fortune with that, but maybe making music will be not allowed. And, of course, refrigeration, well, that's not fair either. So,
You know, when I was in Taiwan, you'd be surprised what I seen carried on a bicycle, including a pig.
Yeah, pig. Yeah, I'm sure.
And they kept their balance. Hey, you know, I have a solution for everybody, and it's a very, very simple one. It's so simple, I don't know if you can wrap your minds around it. And what it is you do not give these people authority. That means you stand your ground, you say, hell no, we won't take it no more, period. And it's simple as that, period.
Well,
you are an individual, you're a man of God or a woman of God, and it's plain and simple. They do not have authority unless you give them authority. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but that's the truth.
Scott, let me tell you about O.C. Mills, who did just that when he dumped 19 loads of sand on his privately owned lot after getting a building permit from the local county Board of Commissioners and after getting the state of Florida's permission from the Department of Environmental Protection. He dumped 19 loads of sand getting ready to pour a foundation when the federal government came in and said, you are polluting the waters of the United States. You must stop. O.C. Mills said, no, I'm not going to, because this is my private property and I have all of the permits in the world. Well, O.C. wound up in court. And in court, the judge said federal law supersedes state law, so they would not even allow the introduction of the building permit and the approval from the state. And O.C. Mills spent, and his son, whose name happened to be on the deed, spent 24 months in a federal penitentiary. So I would caution people when they take your advice to do so knowing that they may have a price to pay. I would suggest that the better alternative is to say no at the ballot box to any candidate who refuses to reject these silly ideas.
Well, you know, I think that what people need to do is they need to become the candidate, but then we have to take back the ballot box and make sure that there's a paper trail associated with these voting machines and that only legal citizens can vote in these elections, not illegal aliens and so on and so forth. But we've got our work cut out for us, Henry. We certainly do, because we've been asleep at the wheel for a very long time in this country, and these commies have been on the march all the time we've been dozing. They've been, they've been on the march implementing their agenda. Scott, you got another comment real quickly?
Well, real quickly, what you need to understand, and with all due respect to your guest, this government is not a government. It's not what we thought it was. It's not what we grew up thinking it was. This is a business that took over the United States of America. It's a fictitious business that operates above ground. They have no authority unless you give them authority. In other words, if you belong to the corporation, you know, if you work for a company that makes popsicles and you agreed when you signed in that you would obey their laws, then they have authority, period. They cannot have any authority unless you give them the authority. It's just that simple. If you go back, study your laws, start from the very beginning, and find out when this country was taken over by the bankers, taken over, and I know it sounds conspiratorial, but it's not. It's the plain facts. Study the law. I'm telling you, they do not have any authority unless you give them authority. And once people realize that, wake up, get a backbone, then they're out of here. It's just that plain and simple. I know it sounds easy, but, you know, it's the truth. And I'll debate that with anybody and show you right in the laws where it's all.
Well, Scott, you know, if you listen on Fridays when I usually have William Taylor Ryle on with us, he always says the same thing, that you just have to say no, that the people have to stand up and say no. You're not going to, take me away because I'm planting tomatoes in my front yard, so on and so forth. And I understand what you're saying, Scott, because they don't have any authority over us. They're not following the Constitution. They're creating these so-called rules that are unconstitutional. They're null and void because they aren't in line with the Constitution.
Yeah, they suspended the Constitution a long time ago. They'll tell you that. They'll admit it. They'll even admit it that they suspended it. Because they can't go by the Constitution because it's not a constitutional government. It's a completely fictitious government. So you have, once you understand what is really going on, then you have that. That's where you get your legal power to know how to defeat these people. And we should all be ashamed of ourselves to let somebody else go to jail and not teach them or show them or take them out of that jail, period, and let it happen to our neighbors. That's right there is the problem. We're all sitting back and, well, if it doesn't happen to me, well, then I'm not going to worry about it. Well, it's happening to all of us, and it's going to happen to you. It's just a matter of time. So it's time we all stand up together and say enough is enough. We're not going to take it no more. And I'll step off here, Maggie. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling. We are going to break, everybody. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Candace in Tennessee, you're next when we come back. Hang in there, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. My guest this morning is Henry Lamb.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Special hello to all of those little stations around the country who are picking up the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network. And a hello to all of the people in the Dallas and surrounding areas who have been listening to KHFX 1140 AM. Welcome to the programming, the redistribution of the truth that you hear on this network. And my guest this morning is Henry Lamb. He has a couple of websites. He's got a ton of information. He's got some DVDs that you should buy that talk about global governance. Sovereignty.net, Freedom21.org are a couple of Henry Lamb's websites. Henry, we've got another caller who's been on hold for a while. We've got Candace in Tennessee. Hey, Candace, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I just want to tell Henry, I live in Camden. I'm about 10 or 15 miles from him.
I know exactly where Camden is.
I know certainly. You do. You know, these little small towns. And I would really love to leave you my number because I would really love to talk to you. Well, we need compatriots around here that knows what's going on. And I'm certainly not going to find them.
Let me give you my email address, and you can send it to me. My email address is henry@freedom.org.
Okay. Okay.
That's easy enough to remember.
I sure will.
I'll be glad to talk to you, Candace.
Okay. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Candace. You know, I'll tell you something, Henry. It really is a trip trying to get people. We've got people calling in from all over the country because this crap is going on all over the country. I just wish there were more people who could see it, Henry. than there are, because there's not enough people yet who see it. They just don't see it yet. They're still in a fog.
Well, that's true. But consider where we are today compared to where we were 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And you see that tremendous progress has been made. It has been slow, but any time you start pushing a stone up a hill, the first steps are always the hardest.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go back to defining some terms, if we could, Henry. Let's go back and let's start with the whole smart growth, wonderfully sounding smart growth. What's smart growth, Henry?
This came from the American Planning Association, who was given more than $5 million by the federal government to prepare a book on a book of sample laws that could be adopted by states to implement what they called smart growth. The title of the book was Growing Smart, Legislative Handbook. And in this handbook are three model laws and two model executive orders that states can adopt to convert the land use recommendations in Agenda 21 into binding law at the state and local level. And as I said earlier, they call it smart growth rather than local Agenda 21 because there is built-in opposition to the influence of the United Nations. In fact, a city planner in Seattle, speaking to an audience in London, explained that if we were to use local Agenda 21 in the United States, it would stir organizations like the National Rifle Association to oppose the influence of the United Nations. And that's why instead of using local Agenda 21, we use terms like smart growth.
Right. Are you still there, Henry? It sounds like I lost you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sounds like I lost you. Okay. So let's go on past smart growth. This whole consensus process, because that's a real hustle, Henry. Describe what you mean by the consensus process.
Well, the consensus process is what is described in by the President's Council on Sustainable Development as the new decision process. Under a democratic system like ours, you simply make a proposal, you debate the proposal, and then you vote. And whichever side wins, that is the decision of the public. But in the consensus process, there is no vote. The people who are interested may speak as long as the moderator calls on them. And then when the moderator decides that most of the people think one way or the other, he declares a consensus has been reached. A consensus is not agreement. It is the absence of expressed objection.
Okay. Big difference there. Kind of Orwellian, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I saw this at work extensively at the United Nations climate change meetings. Everything done there is by consensus. And this is a situation where the United Nations pays the expenses of most of the delegates to come to these meetings, and the staff will propose a new procedure or a new rule or a new law or a new section for a treaty or whatever the issue is. They'll talk about it for a while, and then the facilitator or moderator will declare that consensus has been reached. It is a process where you pay delegates to come and express support for what you want to do, and then declare that it is agreed to by all of the United Nations.
Yeah, yeah, it's just craziness. Listen, everybody, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest this morning is Henry Lamb. We are going to be going to break, and then we will be back in about 3 minutes. Don't go away, everybody. There's more to come. Henry Lamb is my guest. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning, if you'd like to call into the show, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. I have links to Henry's websites up on mine, sovereignty.net, freedom21.org. Henry has authored a book entitled The Rise of Global Governance. He also has a DVD on that. So if you go to his website, you can find those and purchase them there. Really is important that you understand who's been behind this. So, Henry, let's talk a little bit about, the people that have been behind this. Who pushed this whole ideology of global governance, the British Empire, through Wilson's League of Nations and Roosevelt's UN and...
Well, it has been a century-long proposition. It was supposed to be what followed the British Empire, and from the late 1890s into the early 1900s, the movement was afoot to create a one-world government. And it was formalized through the League of Nations. Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a chief advisor, some call the alter ego of Woodrow Wilson, actually drafted the League of Nations and included it as the first 31 articles of the Treaty of Versailles, the treaty which ended the First World War. And it almost became law, but the Senate refused to accept those first 31 articles and deleted them from the Treaty of Versailles when it finally approved that treaty to end the First World War. But then Edward Mandel House and his buddies across the pond worked for another 10 years to reorganize their effort. They created in the United States the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921, and in Europe, the Royal Institute for Foreign Affairs. And these two organizations together worked for another 10 years, 20 years, until Roosevelt came along to create another League of Nations. This time, Roosevelt called it the United Nations. And sure enough, in 1945, the United Nations was adopted in San Francisco. And it took several years for the United Nations to absorb all of the remains of the old League of Nations and get organized itself. But as I said earlier, by 1970, they really began to issue policy statements. Their first goal in 1945 was the creation of UNESCO, which was the cultural, education, and scientific wing of the United Nations. And their first goal was to teach teachers how to teach. And they undertook a series of seminars and created a long list of publications to teach teachers how to teach. And the main thing that was taught through this education effort was the how nasty national sovereignty was, and to eliminate the whole idea of national sovereignty and individual excellence, and in its place promote the idea of the common good for all under a global government.
Yeah, and that's just such a big one, Henry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's this stuff is so really so clandestine, and when you try to explain to people that there has been a handful of global elitists, the moneyed people, the aristocracy, if you want to call them that, those bankster gangsters from the 19th century, the robber barons, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the J.P. Morgan, Shifton, Mellon, and Rothschild, and these people have worked together to enact this entire agenda. People say, well, you know, that was 100 years ago. This is today, you know, and they're still around. Their relatives, their offspring are around. Their cronies are around. John D. Rockefeller Sr. may be dead, but his offspring and their offspring are still wandering around.
Well, it is, it's not just individuals. It is a philosophy. It is a worldview that is held by a variety of individuals, and that's not limited to necessarily to families or political parties or even to generations. It is a philosophy that began to be articulated way back with Thomas Hobbes in the 15th and 16th century. And that philosophy, expressed by Hobbes and Rousseau and many others, simply says that there must be a central authority, a king, or a central power, a government, that manages and dictates how everybody else shall live. Otherwise, the people left to their own plights will be like animals killing one another. But then there came along a guy named John Locke and a few others like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and a few others who said, No, we don't have to live like animals killing each other. We can agree to set limitations on our behavior and accept those limitations because we develop them, and we can create a government to protect our rights. And there came capitalism. There came individual freedom. And those two philosophies have been in conflict for hundreds of years. And the United States was an experiment in self-government to achieve individual freedom. and the folks who oppose capitalism and individual freedom have been trying to defeat us ever since we became a nation and continue to do so. And unfortunately, many of those people are Americans, and many of those people are in Congress. And that's why we have to eliminate those people at the ballot box.
Yeah. Henry, we've got a caller. We have Frank, who identifies his location as way outside the box. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. Thanks
Hi.
For taking the call.
Sure. You're welcome.
Let's face it. The people of the United States are facing an invading army. This is a military conflict. The other guys are armed. We're armed. We're not so armed. The Russians had a solution in 1939 when Hitler hit them from the west. It was called scorched earth. Don't leave them anything they can possibly use, but don't burn the place. Poison it so that it can't be used for the foreseeable future.
Well, that's a strategy, that's for sure. So that's what you're proposing?
If you're going to lose it all anyway, why let the bastards in Washington have it?
Well, I'm not at all convinced that we're going to lose it anyway. I am hopeful and optimistic enough and have faith enough in those what remains of the spirit of freedom in Americans to believe that they will awaken and stand and reject this army of invading socialists, if you will. It's possible that I'm wrong, but I recall in the work up to the Second World War, and I've been around a long, long time, there were a lot of people in this country who actively campaigned to not get involved in the war, that Hitler would never come to the United States, that Japan was never going to attack the United States, and yet they did. And when they did, the Americans unified and did what they needed to do to defeat that threat. I am convinced that when America feels the attack of this socialist agenda, that again we will respond by unifying and defeating this attack, even though it's an internal attack.
The entire Middle East is in flames. What is it going to take to straighten out the United States? The dollar is at zero. Only precious metals are of any value whatsoever. It's only the fools who still believe in the full faith and credit of the United States, ha ha ha, that are hanging on the paper.
Well, what it's going to take is a vision that I don't think anybody has individually. I know a lot of the principles that need to be employed to make it work, and those principles, unfortunately, are being neglected in our present leadership. But I am absolutely convinced that if we return to a free market, if we return to individual excellence and entrepreneurship, that we again can prosper as we did for 200 years. And I don't think there's any question about that.
Well,
I agree with you that for 200 years the United States prospered. But as of the Spanish-American War, the United States has functionally started every civil conflict it's been involved in. World War One, the Lusitania. The Germans said, don't sail. The American government said, oh, let's send a boat to Great Britain filled with American citizens, even though it is registered as a British auxiliary cruiser in Jane's registry and therefore a legal ship of war. The Germans were right to target it and sink it.
Well, I think you'll find a lot of disagreement about whether the Germans were right to do so or not in international waters. Now, there's all kinds of arguments that can be waged on either side of any issue that you want to raise. And I don't think any of those arguments are going to necessarily affect the future. I think what affects the future are the principles that guide our action. I would agree, and I'm sure most any other reasonable person would agree, that the United States has made some mistakes in its foreign policy, not the least of which are those mistakes that have been made in the last 2.5 years that have essentially created the fire in the Middle East. But again, we have to return to those fundamental principles that are outlined in our Constitution. We must implement those principles through our statutes, through our policies, and through our individual behavior. And when we do that, America will regain its prominence in this world, and freedom will return to the individuals who promote it.
Absolutely agreed. But the socialists of Russia needed some time to get some breathing space to get the United States into World War II in order to recoup the losses on the Western Front to begin with. Note that Russia only joined the Second World War about a week before Japan surrendered.
Yes. And then
they didn't want to fight the Japanese.
No. They didn't want to fight at all, but the United States didn't want to fight at all. But they eventually became convinced that they had to, or lose what they had.
No, we're going to have to disagree on that.
Frank, I've got another caller I want to take. Thanks for calling, Frank. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Call in again. We're going to go real quickly to Werner up in New Brunswick. Good morning, Werner. How you doing?
Good morning. I just came in and I just turned it on, and I don't know, this last caller there, Scorched Earth. Who
Frank?
Do you think they are? We are supposed to be stewards of the land. Talk about selfish generations. Talk about selfish people. You know? It just makes me furious when I hear something like that. And in regard to the United Nations, you know, it's the biggest waste of effort and taxpayers' money. You know, where are the United Nations in Africa? And where are the United Nations about the NATO actions against Libya and against Afghanistan and in Pakistan and in Iraq? Where are the United Nations? You know, that organization has been so discredited.
Well, unfortunately, Werner, there's still a lot of people who seem to think that the United Nations is just this peace-sponsoring entity and nothing more. They're just promoting peace and harmony throughout the world.
Yeah, we have seen it. We have seen it, how they promote peace and harmony. Weren't they involved in Korea, too? You know, the world doesn't need those kinds of solutions, you know, that create more problems than benefits.
Well, I would certainly agree that the United Nations is an enormous waste of effort, time, and I think the United States and every other nation should find a new way to work with one another. The United Nations is not the way.
No.
Basically, what they have been, you mentioned there about the educational agenda. Basically, they have taken the decision-making power away from the grassroots and put it in some kind of a headquarter. And as soon as that power has been taken away from the people, then you have always those kind of predators, like they have been always around for centuries and for thousands of years. I call them the wannabes. You know, it's always the battle between the wannabes and the worker bees. The worker bees want to live in peace. And the wannabes, they are the shit disturbers of history. And
I think you have studied your history well.
Well, as I say, you know, you get bits and pieces together, and gradually, you know, we have to start putting the picture together instead of listening to all kind of hype that's been peddled by the mainstream media.
Couldn't agree more.
I'm very glad that Republic Broadcasting is there. and Maggie and so many other hosts, you know, that they try to bring the information to the public that has been withheld for a long while by the mainstream media.
Well,
it really has, hasn't it, though? Honestly, it really has. It's amazing. It's like we've all been hiding under a blanket or something. Anyway.
Well, yeah, the new media is a wonderful thing, and I think it will be the tool of our salvation.
Well, I hope so, and I think so too, Henry. It definitely is the so-called, you're right, it's the new media. That's a good way to call it, Henry. Hey, Werner, I'm going to let you go real quickly. We've got another caller, Joe in Tennessee, real quickly. Joe, we're going to be going to a break, so I want to grab you quickly, and I will hold you over for the last segment, but we're only going to have a couple minutes. In fact, hang on, Joe, because we're going to break. Listen, everybody, we will be back in 3 minutes. My guest is Henry Lamb. Don't go away. This is the Unscripted.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372.
Thanks again today, and I believe I added Joe to the conversation. Joe in Tennessee, are you on with us? I guess not. Ben in New York?
Hi, yes,
hi,
how you doing?
Who's this?
New York.
Okay, hi, Ben. What's going on?
Oh, listen, me and Maggie, I've been listening to your show for a couple of days. I came across this. It's a great show. It's a fantastic show.
Thank you.
And the thing is that we haven't discussed it so far from what I'm hearing. You did mention the rock sound. All of these wars, from Russia to Hitler, and all these situations, has war perpetuated by these Zionists are these Zionist groups, you know, that no one has mentioned yet. And listen, I'm a Jew, and I know the deal. I know what's going on. These things happening in America, it's all Talmudic teaching, basically. That it's almost a Talmudic government. We've been hijacked by Israeli government, AIPAC and ADL and all these organizations that have hijacked America. And they created this whole UN and League of Nations and all the mumbo-jumbo crap that's coming up now. It's by these same people, these Zionist groups.
Okay. Ben, listen, I want to thank you for calling. I want to grab Joe in Tennessee real quickly before we have to end for the day. Joe, what's your comment quickly?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, please. Go ahead. You got it real quick. Make it quick.
It's been the last 20 years. You sure haven't been paying attention to politics. Because we started out in the Christian Coalition in the 90s, did pretty good, and then all of a sudden, since we get them elected, they forget who we are. And doggone them if they don't keep the same people in office that the last one went. Bush kept 80% of Clinton's cabinet? It doesn't matter who's in there. There's no political solution to this. My brothers, they was crying about, they were so excited about the Tea Party. Now they're crying. They're voting like we, they didn't do listen to us. Well, duh. I told them that was going to happen. There's no political solution to this. So, Henry, you're either walking zombie, not paying attention, or you're a spy trying to keep us to calm down.
No, I don't think Henry's a spy. Joe, thank you. I get your point. I understand. And that's why I say to people, Joe, that if you want the candidate to have your back, you need to be that candidate. Because you're right. The schmucks that we have elected heretofore don't have our back. All they do is sing us a song and a dance, and we buy it, and then we get the same crap all over again. You need to become the candidate. You can't rely on any of these people. I agree with you. Your brother thinking that, oh, the Tea Party's heartbroken, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. No, they're not going to. You need to be the candidate if you want to actually have somebody in office who's going to be looking out for your best interests. That person you can count on is yourself.
Terrific advice. Terrific advice. I think that's the solution.
Yes, I think so. Hey, Henry, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate all you do, all your efforts. Listen, everybody, Henry Lamb has been my guest. He's got two websites, sovereignty.net, freedom21.org. He's got some books on there. He has some DVDs you can purchase, learn all about global governance and how evil it is. Thanks, Henry, for joining me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye, Henry. Hey, listen, everybody, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. I always have links to my guest websites up on mine, as well as on the podcast tab. Listen, go there. Go to the tab entitled United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and start reading and start learning, getting in the fight. Start talking to everybody. If your brother's not listening to you, then talk to your neighbor, because I know my family doesn't listen to me either. It is what it is. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. We've got people like Henry Lamb in the world who are fighting for you and I. There are more of us than there are of them, and the sun will come up tomorrow, so don't lose heart. I will be back. There's another great show following me, so keep listening, everybody, and hang in there. Better days are coming.